You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us, as he does each Friday. Today, he's compiled a list of journalists who've impacted his life.
Television newsman Bob Schieffer's sign-off commentary one Sunday morning on Face the Nation paid tribute to Paul Record, Schieffer's mentor at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, before he hit the big time with his coverage of the Kennedy assassination. That reminded me of several news people who have impacted my life. Let's begin with Bob Akers, editor of the Beaumont Enterprise during my growing up time in that city. Akers' daily column, titled Waiting for a Train, identified an inconvenience suffered by residents of a city served by four major rail lines with no underpasses. Waiting for a train provided plenty of time for thought and perhaps even writing a newspaper column. Akers' journalism was personal, high class, and his editorial pages included the poems and essays of E.V. Durling, whose work we remember yet. Columnist Leon Hale, who wrote for the Houston Post for decades and still does for the Chronicle, and the late Louis Grizzard of the Atlanta Constitution and National Syndication, are two outstanding writers who made me laugh out loud just from the printed word. I hope that Hale's folksy style has influenced my own writing, and I loved Grizzard's devotion to his beloved Georgia Bulldogs. I loved Grizzard's devotion, not his Bulldogs, who get in the way of my LSU Tigers much too often. Judy has special memories of Paul Kroom, front-page columnist for the Dallas Morning News a while ago. A writer is pretty special to own part of the front page without owning the paper, too, but Kroom did so for decades. The paper still reprints his Angels Unawares column at Christmas time. Victor B. Fain did own the Nacogdoches Daily Sentinel, at least part of it, and his daily Dots and Dashes column occupied the left-hand border of the front page for four decades. Everyone in town read Dots and Dashes first, even before obituaries or sports or comics, what we once called funny papers, to see if their name appeared there. Some were joyful when notice of an activity was there, others relieved when it was not. And I'll add here the names of Glenn McCutcheon, publisher of that same Sentinel, and later of the Longview Times-Journal, who first gave me the opportunity to write a nostalgia column titled Not So Long Ago for the newspapers. Gary Borders and Carla DeLuca, Glenn's successors, for sustaining that privilege, and especially now Rayanne Schmid for expanding it. Prognosticators tell us that old-fashioned newspapers are doomed by electronics, and they're probably correct. We'll have lost a bunch when we can no longer sit and savor the writings of such as these in newsprint. Maybe we already have.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35. You can download archived commentaries at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. Red River Radio's local programming is sponsored in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 7:40. Morning Edition continues in a moment.